Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so we begin at the beginning of our lessons, Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And we begin to spin off from there. Why was God walking in the garden? Answer: to be with them. To be with Adam and Eve. And why was God walking in the garden? An interesting second answer: to mark the time of innocence and purity, when the promise of the fulfillment of creation was still hanging in the air. And what was that promise built into the creation? Answer: that Adam and Eve would walk with God in eternity. All that that means, or to say it in the words of a different book from the other end of the Bible: now the dwelling of God is with man, and he shall be their God, and they shall be his people. You see, from the beginning, that was the plan of creation, that we would have all eternity to share in the things of God, the life that he gives, the blessings, the eternity, and on into an endless list. And if that meant that God would come into our world and into our existence, stepping down from timeless eternity to share in the stream of events that make up our world and our lives, well, that is what he would do. In that stooping down, he comes walking in the garden as if. And he asks Adam and Eve questions as if. As if he's coming upon this the situation of fallen humanity unexpectedly, as if. Who told you that you were naked? He knows. Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? As if there were still some lingering sense of what was lost that day. Some lingering air of the innocence of the beginning still hanging in the air. But the other shoe had dropped, hadn't it? The moment of innocence was gone. And yet God did not walk out on them. Why? You know, he could have. He could have and started over. He could make another Adam and Eve, and maybe again and again until there is one pair that gets it right. But he does not. Why? And the answer is in the question. Why does God come walking in the garden in the cool of the day? Answer: to be with them. To be with Adam and Eve. And about this being with them, he is serious. He is completely serious. He will be with them as Adam passes the blame and accuses the woman whom you gave me. He will be with them as Eve confesses, "The serpent deceived me." And he will be with them in all of the unfolding of the consequences. Dust you are, and to dust shall you return. He had been with them as the spirit of life was breathed into Adam, and as Eve was formed from the rib, and nothing of his care had changed, nothing at all. He is still serious about being with us. He will be with them on the worst day of the entire human race. And it is time to ask the question at this point in the meditation. So who is this who comes walking in the garden in the cool of the day? He's the one prophesied in the words, the seed of the woman. He is the one who would come into the world to undo what the devil did. He is Jesus who brings salvation, who buys us back out of sin and death. But in calling him the seed of the woman, well, that means that he came to be our Savior by becoming one of us. And this is what Christmas is all about. Paul writes it this way in the letter to the Galatians. When the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. That's pretty good, isn't it? But there's a little bit more to that verse. That we might receive adoption. God with us. He is the one who is himself the fulfillment of the promise of creation. God with man. He is the one who is the promise that he talked about that day. The seed of the woman. The one who would come to be wounded in our place and crush the head of the devil. He hears Adam pass the blame and accuse and listens, knowing that one day he would be accused. And he would make no answer. And Pilate would be amazed. He hears Eve confess, knowing that one day he would carry every confessed sin and every unconfessed sin as well in his own body on the cross. He details the consequences of sin, knowing that one day he would be laid low in death and placed in the tomb, and those who put him there did so with the full expectation that he would be dust to dust. Jesus went to that point specifically in order to change what comes next. And so this is Jesus walking in the garden in the cool of the day to be God with us. Because from the beginning he had planned out the fulfillment of that promise when God with us would become God one of us and would become God who took human nature to save human nature and would become God who became one of us to make us one with him. And so Jesus' prayer in John chapter 17. This is the planned fulfillment of the promise of creation, the plan of salvation that we should share in his life. The promise had to be carried on from that day, carried out of the Garden of Eden, carried year by year until the promise could be brought to Nazareth and to Bethlehem. It's a promise that Eve and every daughter of Eve would carry. Generation after generation, until, as the prophet Micah puts it, until she who is in labor gives birth and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. God to come and walk among us. Who would have thought of it? God to be born in a stable and laid in a manger. Who would have seen that coming? And then the promise had to be carried from Bethlehem to a hill outside of Jerusalem where Jesus could be the fulfillment of the promise, God with us. There at the full measure of our sin and judgment. For God to bear our sin and be our Savior. Who could have? Well, actually, it is written in just about every page of the Scriptures. And written there with the affection of God, who will not be God way up there and far away, but God with us, tenderly so. And then on the third day, Easter, he had to bring the promise out of the tomb and into the light of day, amazing his disciples, and then sending the promise to us on this day, in this place. And he continues to carry that promise of being God with us. And to carry it until the promise is completely fulfilled and we are sharing in his resurrection and in his eternal life. He is truly God with us, our Emmanuel, Jesus. In his name, amen.